Insurance.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Julie Penix with us. And I'd like to share this story and ask Dr. Penix if she can connect the medical dots to this story. Now, you know that there has been what's been called a real estate bubble. And back in the I'll tell you a story about the 1980s. I'll bring it up to the 1990s, and then we'll relate it to medicine. But this does relate to medicine. I'd like Dr. Penix's analysis on what the link is to medicine, to real estate, and the economic bubble. Back in the 1980s, I was a real estate investor, and I would buy apartment buildings and single-family houses. I would finance them at 90%, so I put 10% down, and the rest would be financed, and I would put tenants in them. The tenants would pay the rent, and the rent would cover the mortgage, and our credit worthiness was sufficient so that I could do this. And when I bought these properties, I had what was called a single-page standard addendum. At the top of the page, it said standard addendum. And that addendum, it was my addendum. The only thing that was standard about it is it said standard addendum. And I wrote it. It was very, very simple. And it said plumbing, heating, electrical systems must be operating properly at the time of settlement, and the roof will have no leaks. As simple as that. Plumbing, heating, and electrical operating properly at the time of settlement, and the roof will have no leaks. That was the standard addendum. And the property would be appraised by an appraiser. And what I found out was that because I offered a little bit less than the asking price, which was customary back then, the properties would always appraise at the listed asking price. Very interesting. And I thought, wow, isn't that amazing? That the appraiser seems to think that the property value is the same as the realtor did when the realtor listed the property. Fast forward to the 1990s, the late 1990s. What I found out was that when I went to sell some of our properties, a realtor would come by and say, I'll tell you what, and I'm going to make these numbers up. First realtor would come by and say, I can sell it for you. I can get $100,000 for it. Second realtor we'd bring in to talk to him and meet him or her would say, I can get you more than 100. I can get you, let's say, 110. The next one would say, I can get you 120. Now, under normal circumstances, if that were the case with a typical husband and wife who own the property, who wouldn't say, well, honey, let's go with the guy that can get us the 120. Why should we go for 100 when we get 120? Now, so let's say we listed it with the one who said 120. Then let's say a contract comes in for 120. Well, someone's going to have to find an appraiser who will appraise that property at the 20% increase over what it's really worth because it's only worth 100. So now we have to have a series of people in collusion with the realtors to value that property or appraise that property at 20% higher. Now, this kept going on and on and on, and the numbers kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. The conspiracy became bigger and bigger and bigger. What really happened was the realtors, the appraisers, the banks, the mortgage companies were all involved in this, in my opinion. Now, ultimately, when we shipped our jobs to China and Mexico and Bangladesh and Sri Lanka, we stopped being able to afford some of these way overpriced, way overappraised in value homes. And they started going back to that old number of 100,000. Some of them hit 200,000 and came back to 100,000. Now, my question for Dr. Penick is, did something like that happen in the medical industry, the medical field, where you had an appraiser or the equivalent, you had the title search company, you had the lawyer, you had the surveyor, and you had the realtor? I mean, you had a whole bunch of people in between the two parties, and the bank and the mortgage company. You had all these individuals in between, in the mix between the two principals, which would be the buyer and the seller. And in the medical industry, it would be the doctor and the patient. Did something like that happen?
Well, excuse me, I may not be able to put it as eloquently in relationship that you did. However, what came in around that time was the beginnings of managed care, right?
Yes.
And so managed care, I guess, would be one of the players in the game in the medical market, just like the players of the game were in the real estate market you just described. And so they come in and say to the homeowner or to the healthcare practitioner, I am going to pay you X number of dollars for this service. And they're going to go out and sell that service then to big groups that they want to participate in their managed care plan. And they sell a rate to, let's say, a big employer, a manufacturing company that's in the area. And they agree to deliver services with this provider for this set fee. What happens to those people who are outside of that insider's network, who don't have insurance or don't have the managed care plan? The managed care plan gives it to the big employer at a discount over what the person who is going to buy insurance on their own can get, or the person who pays cash can get. If you didn't know that and you went to the emergency room and the bill was $2,500, the managed care company might have had a contract with the provider of the emergency services to pay them 60 cents on the dollar. So that $2,500 ER billed service then gets reimbursed at, $1,400. But if you go and you're not part of that managed care organization who made that contract with the provider of those services, you're going to get billed $2,500. And unless you know to ask for the same level of 40% discount, you're going to be required to pay the $2,500. Is that the same type thing that you're describing, Vince?
Well, it sure sounds pretty darn close, and I'll tell you why. So what happened was the realtor overvalued the property at just so he or she could get the listing agreement. Because
right.
In the way real estate works is there's a commission, and let's just say it's 6%. So the seller of the home says, okay, let's see, we're going to have to pay 6%. But I can get 120, or we can get 120,000 for the property that the first realtor said was worth just 100. So let's go sell it for 120. And then the 6% is split typically four ways. The listing agent gets 1/4. The listing broker gets 1/4. The selling broker gets 1/4, and the selling agent gets 1/4. So if a person just all they did was list the property, they'll get 25% or a quarter of the entire commission, regardless of who sells it. What a great racket. So we had a whole bunch of people trying to get listings. They didn't care about selling the houses. Somebody else would sell the house. All they had to do was get it listed on the market. So why not say that you can get more money than anybody else, just list it with me. I'll get you $120,000 for this $100,000 property. So artificially, the prices of the houses, the asking prices, kept going up and up and up. Now, in the medical field, you're saying that you could get a discount if you bought it in bulk. Now, Dr. Penick, isn't the same thing true? If I went to a doctor and said, I'll pay you cash, but I'd like a discount. As a matter of fact, Mrs. Finelli does that with her doctor, and she gets a third off right off the top.
Right.
By saying, I'll tell you what, instead of going through health insurance, I'll just pay you cash right now. Write you a check, give you a credit card, you pick it, and it's, okay, let's take, and they admit it. They say, oh, yeah, well, in this case, we always give you a third off or 30% off.
Yep. Yep. Exact same thing.
So what has happened? What has happened is how did these guys insert themselves between the two actual parties, between the doctors and their patients? Dr. Penick, is there a financial advantage for the doctors to have added three or four levels of middlemen between them and their patients?
No. Done, if you think back to our discussion last hour of shortened times to spend with patients, when the healthcare providers became victim to the thought that they had to partner with managed care organizations, third-party payers, they then had someone walk into their practice life and dictate to them, you have to see X number of people a day to generate this much revenue for your practice, because we're going to pay you per person that you see on a flat rate. And then the managed care company says, well, in order to be able to sustain that level of payment to that provider, they're going to have to see 35 patients a day in an 8-hour day. Where before they became victim to that pressure of the managed care organization, they would decide how long they would spend with the patient, and they had much greater control over the fee that the patient paid for that. Like in my practice now, if you want to spend a half an hour with me, it's one rate. If you want to spend an hour with me, it's a different rate. You can select the amount of my time you want to get because you know the cost of you before you even make that selection.
Dr. Penick, I'd like to contrast two waiting rooms that I've been in. And when we come back, absolute stark difference between these two waiting rooms. Dr. Julie Penick, PennickHealthcare.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we talk about no whining, and Grace Thorne's sixth graders made this plaque for me, and it's right in the studio, and it says, no whining. So I don't want anybody to think Dr. Pennick and I are whining about the medical system, because there's an answer to this, and we'll tell you what it is in a minute. But one of our instructors, Dr. Pennick, is a dentist, and he happens to be my dentist. His name is Dr. Howard Shane, and I've had an appointment to visit Dr. Howard Shane. And he has a magnificent practice. He has six operatories. If you need a tooth manufactured to replace a broken tooth, he can make it right there. He has all the equipment, the CAD software, everything that's necessary to manufacture teeth. He's got the latest in digital technology for x-rays, so you get the minimum amount of x-ray exposure. I mean, his office is unbelievable. Okay, now. But his waiting room is tiny. It's elegant, but there aren't a lot of seats in it. And I had an appointment. I got there early. I had a 9 o'clock appointment. I got there before 9 o'clock, sat down, talked to the guy next to me. Boom, I'm called in at 9 o'clock. Here's the point. You contrast that with the doctor's office that we fired that's related to the hospital in our community, in the Springfield community, where That doctor's office has about 50 or more seats. That's like half the number of seats as we have in a meetup. It's absolutely packed. You have to. It's like driving, looking for a parking space, trying to find a seat in the doctor's office waiting room that has this managed care environment. Now, you wait about 45 to 90 minutes to go see your doctor. I believe it's because of double and triple booking of those 7-minute appointments. So do you have a choice? I say yes. The choice is you could do what we did, find another doctor and fire your doctor. Isn't that the case?
Well, absolutely. But you know what's sad, Vince, is too many people do not feel empowered to do that. What I say to them, by the time they finally make it to my practice, and which, by the way, when they look at what was billed to their insurance company from somebody else's healthcare visit,
mm-hmm.
not that they had to pay anything more than their quote-unquote copay, but when they look at what their insurance company was billed for that time, they get furious how much their insurance company is being asked to pay for what they thought was inadequate service. But by the time they get to my office, they finally had it there set up, and they finally feel empowered to take their health care choices into their own hands. But this is the mentality that we've developed since managed care came in, and I apologize because I've been in the healthcare arena since the 80s, mid to late 80s, and so I remember when we had what we called hospitalization insurance, which only covered in the case of a serious illness where you ended up in the hospital. Nobody was paying for your outpatient visits. You had to think long and hard if you had enough money to go see the doctor when you were sick. Otherwise, you doctored yourself at home, right, with good old-fashioned family remedies or whatever. Managed care comes onto the scene, and they say, we are going to manage your care for you. We're going to make sure that you're connected with a healthcare professional that you're going to be able to see on a routine once-a-year basis, and then when you get sick in between times, you're only going to have to pay a small copayment for that because you're going to pay us our premium so we can help you manage your care. What I believe happened to the American public at that time is we subrogated our decision-making, and we checked our brain in at the door of managed care, and we fell victim to the notion that our third-party payer, our insurance company, was responsible for taking care of our health, because that's quite honestly what they told us, right? Give us your money, and we're going to make sure you're taken care of. We forgot that we're still responsible for taking care of ourselves, and therefore we abandon our brain and our ability to think, and we subrogate that to somebody else that our third-party payer has said, yeah, this is the person you're going to see to take care of you.
Dr. Pinnick, I have an analogy. Okay, go ahead.
And that's sad, really. That's sad. I tell people when they come to my office, do not check your brain at the door of my office. If I say something you don't understand, you don't believe, I will give you the same resources that I go to get the facts, and then you can judge for yourself. But don't check your brain in at anybody else's office door either.
Dr. Pinnick, when we come back, I've got an analogy, a little story that I'd like to tell about the Get Prepared Expo. You were there at that time that someone was advocating using insurance in lieu of preparation.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Julie Penix with us. And Dr. Penix, I want to share something with you. We talked about your initial visit is no less than 1 hour with your new patients. And I've gotten some people who have called and want to be on the air with us. And they'll say, I know this guy and he'd like to be on the air with you and just, you know, set it up. And I go, no, you don't understand. You don't understand. I don't do it that way. I like to talk to the person. I like to meet them initially. I want to make sure we're on the same page. And I usually spend at least an hour on the phone before I will agree to put someone on the air with us. And they think that, really, because, you know, these other shows, and I don't know what shows they're talking about. I don't think they're talking about Genesis, our network here, or Liberty News Radio. I don't think they're talking about those networks. I think they're talking about maybe, you know, mainstream, where a guy or gal might be on as a guest for a few minutes or, you know, maybe 10 minutes. But I want to make sure that I know who this person is and do some research and background checking to make sure that I agree with this person. Well, here's an interesting story. So I don't just meet someone on the radio for the first time live. I mean, that's foolish to me. And I think that you're saying that you need time to get to know your patients during the initial consultation. And you
Correct.
Want to make sure that you fully understand. And it's required, in my opinion. Let me tell you a story. So Dr. Pennick and I are in agreement on that. Well, during one of the early expos, maybe it was expo number 2, possibly expo number 3, we had a guy who has a radio broadcast. And he wanted to be involved with us and teach about saving for the future so that you could plan for your financial future. And he talked about it and he sent me some information and I talked to him and I thought, yeah, okay, this is good. Well, after he came to the expo, I liked what he had to say. He talked about putting money away and saving for a rainy day and those kinds of things. After I saw him at the expo, after his presentation, I said, well, how's it going? He goes, oh, it's terrible. These guys are crazy. These people that come to these expos, they're whack jobs. So I looked at him, I thought, this is impossible. What's he talking about? He said, well, I was telling him about life insurance and whole life insurance and how you really don't need to prepare and store stuff and accumulate skills and tools. All you have to do is have whole life insurance and it'll cover all your needs. He said he was afraid for his safety.
And rightfully so. And rightfully so. He didn't know his audience, did he?
No. Now you were at that very same expo. You've been to all of our expos, and so you know the kind of crowd that we have. And I mean, can you imagine? He was literally saying, you know, all you have to do. Hey, insurance companies have never defaulted, and you don't have to worry. All you have to have is life insurance, and you've got this constant stream of income, and you can do all these things with it. And our crowd is doing exactly what you're saying medically. What you're saying, and you know, I'm reading between the lines on a lot of what you're saying. You're saying, you know, don't go for a tune-up, you know, once in a while with your medical practitioner. You need to be in charge of your health. No one is more concerned about a person's health than that person. So that
Correct.
Person needs to be in charge. Yeah, so we need to put good fuel in the system. Old fuel, stale fuel, fuel without the correct additives, meaning supplements, vitamins, nutrition. We're going to start stumbling, stalling, and we're going to be on the side of the road waiting for a tow truck, which would be the ambulance, and the garage to repair us would be the hospital's emergency room, if we're lucky.
If we're lucky. Yeah, I remember, Vince, along those same lines, when I was giving my talk, one of the questions that would almost always come up is, well, what, you know, because we are a group of preppers, right? And so we're thinking about the what ifs and if we're going to end up, you know, on this piece of property where we've stockpiled 25 years worth of freeze-dry guy food. And, you know, and so the question comes up to me, since I'm the healthcare professional that comes to talk, well, what am I going to do about the medication? And I said, you're so busy preparing the ground that you're going to live on. Why don't you spend more time preparing the ground that you live in and making sure you don't need those medications when you need to be somewhere else? Because there's not going to be a pharmacy dispensing medications for your diabetes at that point in time. And I think it was a novel concept for many of them. And I said, now is the time to start changing what you do so that your physical body gets back to a balanced state of health. And I think it goes back to we've just fallen victim to a mentality that our managed care company, our insurance company, is responsible for taking care of us. And every symptom we have has to be treated with a drug. There's nothing else. I mean, God forbid I would have to change what I put in my mouth. God forbid that I would have to stop picking up my cigarettes. God forbid that I would have to stop staying up till 2 in the morning and then complaining how I feel tired all day the next day. Or God forbid I'd have to stop drinking a 12-pack of Diet Coke a day. God forbid I have to change anything I do. There has to be a pill out there to fix that for me, right? And so that's the focus of what I teach them about, proper care and feeding of the vessel that's going to be where they live when they're out there living in the place that they've prepped to live in.
I think back about some of these annual checkups that I have, and, you know, my doctor does a very quick examination, and I always say the same thing. So, is there something I should be doing? Nope, you're doing fine. Is there something I should change? Nope, you're doing fine. Any supplements I should be taking? Nope, you're doing fine. You get all that out of the food you eat. Well, I mean, I am on a lot of supplements, so I guess my doctor didn't know that, you know, all these supplements that I take. The point is, so let's say $140 goes by in 7 minutes. And $20 a minute. So my feeling could be, Dr. Pennick, that, wait a minute, I just got gypped. I just spent $140. I waited in line in the waiting room with all these coughing and hacking people. I drove an hour to get here. It's an hour to get back. And he didn't give me a prescription. Come on. What a ripoff.
And you know what? That's the mentality. I have my first grandchild. He's 8 months old, and I love. I was out of town last week, so I wasn't really here to take care of him. But he has a great pediatrician, and so I taught my daughter through a few things on the phone, and he was doing okay. He wasn't that sick. But she's a first-time mom, and it was getting ready to be the weekend, and so I could hear it in her conversations with me. Maybe I should bring him in to see the pediatrician before the weekend hits to make sure everything's okay. And so I got that, right? So I'm trying not to be the overbearing grandma mom. And I said, that's a great idea. Why don't you even get in with the pediatrician on Friday? So she did. But she went with strict instructions. You don't put him on anything until you talk to me first, because I'm not going to let him mess up my grandson. But what I loved about this pediatrician was this. She listened to him. She told my daughter, yes, I know he's had a cough for a week, but his lungs really sound okay. He's not running a fever. His drainage and discharge is clear. It's viral. He'll get over it. And she, having me as a mom and trusting her pediatrician, totally was okay with that. But, you know, a lot of families would have almost come unglued and put on some kind of a crazy show. What do you mean he's okay? It's going to be the weekend. Don't you want to send me home with an antibiotic just in case he gets sicker over the weekend? And would have almost demanded something that they didn't need, because they want to feel like they got their $35 copay worth, right?
That's what I'm saying. It's exactly what I'm saying. It was tongue-in-cheek when I said, you know, I got ripped off because I didn't get a prescription for something that I didn't need. And yep. And I have a feeling that there are a lot of people out there who might feel that way. Not this class, not our listeners, but others out there. I can't believe it. I've waited all that time. And he just said, go home, you're doing fine. How can that be? Something's wrong. The system's broken. I didn't get to use my medical insurance. And you talked about billing. And what the insurance company is billed for by some of the medical professionals clicking away with that mouse on that checklist to in order to ramp up the bills. Well, some of the patients, I've heard them say, well, you know, it doesn't cost me anything. You know,
right.
It doesn't cost me anything. Really? Well, it's costing me because I'm not even sick. I go to my doctor and I have to, my insurance is, we got it down to maybe $250 a month and I want to get it down lower than that. But, and that's, and that, what's that for? To go see my doctor once a year for 7 minutes? I don't need it. I really don't need it. And I would love to have catastrophic hospitalization type insurance. That's what I'd like to pay for. I don't want to pay for reduced medical prescription features. I don't need it. I would rather have the prescription costs come down for everybody to get these middlemen out of the way. Really. We don't need them. And why do we want to have somebody somewhere in the cloud, on the internet, approving whether we can have a prescription that our doctor recommends in the first place? If a doctor recommend, well, for example, asthma patients, they're living on the end of that prescription. If they need that albuterol or that Proventil or that whatever it is, if it's absolutely required for them to live, why are we allowing somebody at the end of the keyboard somewhere in cyberspace to approve that? Why would we allow that to happen? We need to shut that down immediately. We come back. How about Dr. Julie Penick's thoughts on that? People that we don't know. We don't even know where they are. We don't even know where their front door is to their business so we can go and vent our spleens at the outrage we have. We don't know where they are. Dr. Julie Penick and I'll be right back. PenickHealthcare.com. P-E-N-I-C-K. Healthcare.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
And a couple quick announcements. Freeze-dried guy's got, he's got all of the government, U.S. government contract overrun of long-range patrol rations, the cold weather ration entrees. So if you're interested, 866-404-3663. That's toll-free, 866-404-3663. Freeze-dried guy, long-range patrol rations. He's got them. He's the only guy that's got them. Another announcement is there's an auction going on for about 8,000 pounds of small arms brass, meaning once fired cartridges, the brass is left. The military is selling it. Now, I looked at this, and I was considering bidding on it, 8,000 pounds of 223 or 556 ball brass, okay, for the AR-15s. I was considering a bid of up to $8,000 for it. It was about $1,000 when I first saw it. Yesterday, the bid was to end, and it was around $25,000. My son called me and said, Dad, you won't believe it. Today, it's at $32,500 because they extended the auction, this military auction, for another 24 hours. So it's at $32,500. The price is absolutely ridiculously high, okay? And you pay a 10% buyer's premium. Why am I saying this? I believe that something is going on with this particular ammunition auction. I'm going to post it on the website for you to see. Another quick announcement. There's a hoax, and it's alleged that there's a squid, a very large squid found off the coast of Santa Monica, California, 160 feet long, radioactive from Fukushima. Now, they have an 800 number, and you can call this 800 number for information about this squid, and it's like 1-800-BIG-FISH. Well, I believe that this thing was a hoax, so I called that number. It's an antique store. Don't call the number. Please don't call them because they're going to get charged with that call. It is a hoax. There is no big squid found off the coast of Santa Monica. That's radioactive from Fukushima. However, the Japanese have found a squid that is 13 feet long, which is huge, okay? But it's not 160 feet long. So the next thing I'd like to do is before we talk about how to vent our frustrations with our managed healthcare system with Dr. Julie Pennick. Dr. Pennick, do you think that sometime in the near future you might be available on a Monday night to come be at the meetup and share some of your advice and counsel?
Is the meetup at the same location?
Yeah, it's Ziggy's, 530 Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Mo.
Because I've just recently changed my office.
Okay, well, I don't want to hold you to it. I just wanted you to think about it.
Okay.
Well, you'd be among friends, of course. And if you can, let me know. I don't want to hold you to it, but just something to think about. We would love to have you share your medical advice and counsel because you are way outside the box of what we would normally experience.
I am definitely outside the box.
And I have a feeling, that your enthusiasm will rub off on everyone there. So those are my thoughts. So venting our frustrations with managed care, is there a way? I don't want to yell at somebody who is just, being paid a minimum wage just to be yelled at. I don't want to do that. I mean, we all hate it. We all hate the system.
Well, I think we have been brainwashed into thinking that have to use the healthcare system that exists, or should I call it the sick care system that exists. And we're browbeat if we don't seek care there, and we're labeled as being an out-the-box nutcase. It's frustrating, because I do believe we have been brainwashed into believing that's our only hope and our only way. Patients will say, well, I can't have that done, or I can't do that because my insurance won't pay for it. And I say to them, here's a novel concept. You're always able to pay for it on your own, right?
Yeah. So you can fire your doctor. You can fire your healthcare system. As a matter of fact, our instructors, I don't know any of them who is interested in signing up for Obamacare. And Mrs. Spinelli said, what are you going to do about it? I said, I'm not going to do anything. They know where we live. If they want to come get me, bring it on. I'm not doing it. I'm not signing up for this charade.
You'll be in great company because of all the however many millions and millions of people that went without insurance. They've only had a couple million sign up. Where are the rest of the people?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.